Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. We're going to have an exciting time talking about not only human design, but even the human designs of the Republican presidential candidates. And it'll be very revealing. So we're going to have fun doing this with another human design analyst, as I am, and she's been on the program many times before doing this sort of program, and that's Regina Concatelli. Regina, welcome.
Peter, thank you so much for having me today.
Now, both of us love human design, not only because it can reveal these traits of important people in the world who are trying to convince us of things, but even for our own use of knowing ourselves better and understanding what makes us tick.
Well, yes, it's a path of transformation, a path of self-discovery, and the layers of information that are contained in human design can be as simple as, you know, how to talk to your children so that they respond in a more positive way, to layers of information about our health and how we eat, and there's so many different layers. But what I like about it is it can be taken from a very, very simple to a more complex, depending on the person's interest of involvement with studying the human design system.
Right. I'm thinking of one mother who I showed her the chart of her daughter, and her daughter, one of the main themes in her daughter's chart is stubbornness. And she's here to be stubborn. And actually, we don't want to discourage that, because what we're here for serves us in our lives. And maybe at many points in her daughter's life, it'll be very important for her to be stubborn. So she doesn't want to try to knock it out of her daughter. She needs to respect it. And actually, she embraced it. She said, oh, you know, and talked to me later on after she's worked with us for a while. And she said, it makes my life so much easier with her because I'm not making myself crazy anymore. I know that she has to be stubborn. And I figure out strategies to work with it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of freedom in human design. You know, people receive, you know, knowing about their children or their spouse or the people that they work with, and most importantly, what they know about themselves, to just to be able to accept certain things and not judge it as, like your client said, that they're going crazy or there's something wrong. So there's a lot of freedom in understanding our human design and the people around us.
Well, and also that our human design isn't only how we behave and what our personalities are like. It's also how life meets us, because life will always prove out our human design to be true. It'll bring us what's in our design. It introduces us to our mechanics by presenting us with situations in life that totally reflect who we are.
Yes, it's our user guide. It's a map, and that's what I like about it, because I like systems. I like processes. I like things to be very simple, and that shows up in my chart, why I like things so simple. So, because I have a very simple, my design is very simple. So it really resonates with me, and I like to feed it, so to speak, to the people that I work with in a way that they can also begin to start utilizing it and understanding it and benefiting from what their natural gifts are.
And allowing it. And for instance, in my chart, I have a trait called kindness-meanness. And I find that there are so many people who are exceptionally kind to me, exceptionally accepting, and just really, we have wonderful relationships. They're so helpful. And on the flip side of it, there are many people who seem to be threatened by me, and in ways that I can understand, because I am different. I'm working in a multidimensional profession. I I look at life in ways that a lot of people can't understand and are threatened by it. So it brings out their meanness. And it's been very difficult many times seeing that in people and trying to understand it. But now I do, because I see that it works both ways. You know, now I can really appreciate the kindness even more.
Yeah. Just the understanding of something that simple, why people behave the way they do with you.
Yes, and to see it again and again and again, because these are our designs. Our designs never fail us through our whole lives. And so that's why it's very important to know our designs. And I know that you love to do human design charts for people as well as I do. And I did a chart reading yesterday, and I was just so happy the whole time because it gives so much to people.
Yes, yeah. I experience the same thing while I'm preparing and giving readings. I'm in a completely different place. Or I say it's an analysis. It really is to analyze, to look at. It's, you know, readings seem like a psychic. It can, you know, kind of categorize as maybe a psychic reading, though you and I are both very intuitive. But we do have to analyze the chart and really pull some of the pieces apart and then put them back together. Do you feel that people, your listeners, would they like to know what the basic components are or where this information comes from?
Well, we have gone over that in other shows, but very briefly, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, I just, you know, the people that are maybe just listening to this for the first time, is that it is based on their birth information. So it's a very a science that incorporates ancient wisdom of Kabbalah, the I Ching, which is the 64 hexagrams, which are directly correlated to the 64 codons of the DNA. We look at the planets and how the planets are positioned at the time of the birth, similar to astrology, but much deeper and more multi-level, and the chakra systems and the energy centers in the body. So those four systems, those four ancient knowledge was synthesized, and the system is fairly new. It's 25 years old, and it's really been a kind of a groundswell, one person at a time. And it seems that it's kind of coming, people that are finding human design, it's multiplying. More and more people are hearing about it, and more people are ready to take in the information and experiment with it to see if it is valid for them.
Well, it is. I mean, it always is. It's nice to play around with it. It takes time to be reassured that it's all true. And usually when I do chart readings for people at the end, I say, well, how true was this? And they generally say 100%. And that's after like a 2 to 3 hour chart reading.
Yeah.
With a lot of detail. So,
yes.
And as you say, it's not intuitive. I do separately. I work as an intuitive, and I always tell people, this is, human design is mechanical. This is all software driven based on your birth data. And we're interpreting only in ways that synthesize it, not in ways that present the details, because those details are known in the science of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, it, you know, it tells us about everybody, and I've learned a lot, so much, not only from the people, the charts I've done for people, but I've learned from looking at the charts of famous people, because you can get their birth data off the internet, and I've analyzed the charts of famous people just for my own satisfaction, to see why they're who they are, and it's always amazing. It gives me chills every time, because it's so true to who we know them to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, it is. It's very, very accurate. So, and very telling. And you know, it gives us a sense of humor. Life is as it is right now, with so many changes and all the unpredictabilities that are happening in everybody's lives. I think one of the greatest gifts of human design is it gives us a sense of humor. It detaches us from making some strong judgment about someone. And for me, I notice this in my personal life, and as we talk about these charts that we're going to look at today, it's like they're just being who they are and how they express that. And and takes a lot of that pressure off that and the judgment. People just are expressing what they came here to express, as you
right.
said at the beginning about the child that's here to be stubborn.
Right. Everybody is living their design, whether they know their human design or not. All we're doing is putting a language to it so they can know themselves better. And they can know who they already are, but this gives them a better way of strategizing being who they are because they know themselves in this language of human design. And so everybody's living their design, and there are a lot of people in this world we don't like. We don't like their behavior. We don't like all kinds of trouble in their lives, the way what they choose. There are a lot of criminals in the world. And you look at their human designs, and you're going to see that in their designs. It's amazing what shows up. It's not like this whitewashes everything and strokes you and makes nice for you. It's totally revealing of the deepest truths about how we're here to behave and deal with life and what honor or not we hold in life.
Well, I want to just add about that we are all being our design, and that, you know, that we do have a choice of how we express that when we have the self-awareness of it. So when we're more aware of our design, there's some things that we can actually uplift or express in a little more higher frequency, so to speak. Or if it's unconscious or if the behavior is unconscious and they're not aware of who they are, then many times it's expressed sometimes in a lower frequency or a more negative expression.
Well, not everybody is accepting of knowing their design. There are a lot of people who actually have denial in their charts.
Exactly, yes.
And then there are charts that have traits that I'm glad I'm not doing those charts for people. For instance, Sarah Palin has a trait called rejection of higher principles. I wouldn't want to sit down with her and tell her that.
Uh-huh.
And yet we see that a lot in her behavior.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people in this world who, I don't know, I know one person in particular who wanted to look at the chart of his wife, who was having a very difficult time being a very difficult person. And I said, oh, here she is. And he looked at it and he said, well, we're certainly not going to tell her about it. Because it only showed that she's just here to make herself miserable.
Oh.
So it's a shame. And and see, that's how true this is. And, you know, so sometimes I'll do charts for people, and I look at the chart before they come in, and I go, well, it's going to be difficult explaining this. But generally, they love to hear it, because then they say, oh, this is the way I'm supposed to be. Okay. That's good. I haven't made it up. It's who I was born, how I was born,
uh-huh.
And it allows them to be okay with themselves.
Yeah, they recognize themselves, and what I find with people is that what you've shared with me is I always do a follow up with my sessions, my people, just to really give them a chance to digest it and look how these things show up in their lives. And many times it's like, well, I knew that, but now that you said that, now it's like putting the magnifying glass on certain areas or certain traits where they can express it even more, particularly about really validating people how they make their best decisions. You know, how they can really access wisdom in their bodies. And I think that piece really resonates with people, but nobody's ever really validated it for them. It's like, yeah, I kind of thought that was true, but now that you've said that, this is what I've seen happen over the last couple of weeks. So it comes to life. Their design comes to life. It awakens when they have someone reflect to them these particular traits.
That's right. Now, we don't have that much time left, and we did want to talk about the candidates for the Republican nomination. And, of course, we could do this more later in the year, when it's narrowed down, perhaps even more. But we do have three that we're looking at, Rick Santorum, Mitt Romney, and Newt Gingrich. At this point, they're all in the running.
Mm-hmm.
And you pointed out, I was talking to you briefly last night, and you pointed out in Newt's chart that his throat chakra in his human design is about as active as anyone's can be.
Mm-hmm.
So he is here to, he can't help expressing everything. He just has to keep talking, and that's why a lot of times he gets himself into trouble.
Yes, really, you know, and there's a gate, we call it a gate, or a hexagram is about ideas and sharing ideas. And so he, you know, he's got a lot of ideas and he's sharing them, but ideas aren't necessarily something that can be acted on.
Well, he also has traits in his design of being a dogmatist.
Mm-hmm.
Of working under delusion. Certainly he has a trait of the prima donna. And he is driven to promote and develop gathering together through the education of the uncommitted. That's a trait that he's born into.
Right. Yeah, and one of the other things that he can express, it's called the cynic. And he can really have a way of bursting people's bubbles, and also you may have mentioned this, that the delusion of the expression of you know, a bit of a daydreamer, false enthusiasm.
Right.
So it's everything he says, you know, he's got a lot to express. Now, whether it's something that will turn into a manifestation, it is completely a different thing for him.
Because he might be working from that delusion.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has a hexagram, the 51st hexagram, for those of you who know the I Ching.
Mm-hmm.
And that in human design is the desire to shock people.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
loves to be shocking.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has a trait of being the prophet. He wants to be the prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing how many traits he has that we can go over. Last night I tried to winnow out and edit and find the most important traits of his, and I came up with about 17 that I felt were the most important. And that's, you know, I was hoping to narrow it down to about 4 or 5. He also has something that Sarah Palin has called the Savior. So he is recognized by many people as a person who's going to save them.
Mm-hmm.
Not by all of us, but certainly there are people who believe in him that way. And he has dignity, an underlying faith in regeneration that turns retreat into an opportunity for renewal. So he doesn't get destroyed so easily. He keeps coming back.
Well, yeah, he can be extremely persistent.
Yeah.
And a lot of drive to make progress.
Right.
And then when this is kind of in his personal life, that there is, for those that know human design, the 59 to the 6 is a channel of sexuality. And it's very prevalent in his chart, but it comes from the unconscious. So I know that there's been some things in the news about how many wives he's had, or how, you know, some things in that personal area of his life.
Yeah,
that
he can't help it.
It's right there. He can't help it, and he's not that aware of it.
Right, it's unconscious.
Without having a human design analysis, he would not have recognition about it, or an awareness that is really what's driving a lot of his chart.
Now let's go over to Rick Santorum's chart, because
okay.
he has traits that we can understand. He's a proselytizer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the attempt to undermine one set of values for another. He's always trying to upset people's values that he doesn't agree with. And he's here to create popular discontent about that. And he also has a trait of irresponsibility, the acceptance of ideas with no regard to their practical application.
Yeah, that was one I pointed out as well, that irresponsibility.
Yeah, so that means he's throwing out all these ideas, and when it gets down to it, maybe they won't work at all.
And he's not real open either. I mean, as far as listening and taking in other people's opinions, that Gate 13-2 is a line of bigotry. I've done several readings, and I have friends that have that, and I really see how that works, in that they're very selective as to what they'll listen to. So, and that's in his moon, so that's pretty prevalent.
Yep.
For him.
And yet he has a trait of authorization, which means that people authorize him to be a leader.
Mm.
The external recognition of his potential, despite his limitations.
When the other thing I found interesting is, where his Mars is, they're both love lines. You know, the 58-1 is love of life, and the 37-5 is the line of love. And but that can show up, you know, where he gets over-dependent on people. That can really get turned around backwards for him.
Well, he can get caught up in agreement with people who agree with him.
Yeah.
He also has greed. He has an obsession with having more than he needs.
Mm.
And we don't know how that would act out if he was in power, although he did get in trouble when he was a senator. He was very involved with lobbying, and there must have been a lot of trouble there, because he got into trouble as a senator. And he also is an adventurer, and so he's willing to break through the envelope and try new things and be in places people haven't gone before.
Yeah, he's a big risk taker. And I see that as well. And the kind of another verbal gunslinger, you know, got plenty to say, explaining things. And
he has a trait that Hillary Clinton has.
Well, which one's that?
It's called shaking hands with the devil.
Mm.
And we know that about Hillary. But she used it for a greater good. I mean, she knows how to cross the aisle and
mm-hmm.
and integrate people and work with it. So she's not afraid of the enemy. And they both have that. And both Santorum and Romney have a trait in common, is the serendipity of being in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So both of them are running for this nomination because they were in the right place at the right time for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we only have about 5 minutes left. So let's look at Romney's chart
mm-hmm.
and understand what it is about him. And there's a lot to talk about again. they all do have that. And he certainly has perseverance, courage in the face of adversity. He keeps on going. He keeps making a fool of himself many times, where people say he's just, you know, so multi-faced, and he's, you know, so he's in this to persevere.
I would say out of all the charts, that his is really the strongest, you know, that perseverance. He's got a lot of personal power, and there's one that dynamic, I mentioned it, that he's very motivated by his fears. There's an underlining element of a lot of fear, insecurity. Now, I don't necessarily see that.
Well, it's in this one trait that he can maintain his principles when interacting with others.
Mm-hmm.
He does feel a lot of pressure that people don't get it, and he keeps on morphing himself because of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he does have the saint. He is in this system. The saint is considered someone who works both sides of the
mm-hmm.
aisles.
Right.
So he's always trying to create harmonic relationships with everybody, which is why people say he's a flip-flopper, because he's always trying to satisfy everyone.
Yeah, I saw that on his in his chart and in a recent media clip as well.
And it is something a saint would want to do, is to make everybody happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, he's got leadership traits. He's
yes.
got a lot of personal power. He's got, you know, a lot of, can be very, that whole channel of being a social being, you know, he's can really be out there with people and make them feel warm and included. And so there's a lot of charisma with him.
Right.
That we don't see with the other candidates.
He also has that underlying faith in resurrection, so he can keep coming back again and again and again.
And he knows how to make money. That's in his chart as well, with
yeah.
the gate 14, a couple of times in his chart. He really knows how to make money.
Right. And
so
he
we've
has,
seen that.
And he also has a trait that Hillary has in her chart, and it's the need to be included. He can't stand being left out.
Mm.
Neither could can Hillary.
Oh, the 45-3?
I don't remember the number.
Okay.
Yes, but I think that was it.
Exclusion, yeah.
Yeah, exclusion, right. So
yeah.
He hates to be excluded. And so so he really is living his design. They all are. It's so much fun to do this. And we could talk all day about their charts
mm-hmm.
because there's so much in it that shows us traits that can help others about them. And... And he and Newt Gingrich both see themselves as the king.
Yes. They're the head of the tribe.
Right.
And that is the Republicans.
Well, they like to
very tribal.
So. Yes, very tribal. And that's something for another show. I love to talk about tribal mentality versus collective mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And Republicans are extremely tribal, and their candidates always have to speak to the tribe as tribal chieftains who give the tribe the themes that they need to know about good and bad. Tribal leaders always have to point out the bad guys
mm-hmm.
and who they're going to go to war with and what they're going to destroy, because that's what the tribe likes to hear.
Yeah, well, that Romney sure has that very strong in his design.
Well, they all do. And it's so easy for them to sacrifice others.
Mm-hmm.
Tribes don't mind who they sacrifice, as long as, you know, even in their own tribe, they'll sacrifice people who they don't approve of anymore. But they're very happy to kill off the enemy.
Yes.
So, Regina, you used to be Gina. I'm so
mm-hmm.
glad that you found that this way that you're presenting yourself in the world is so helpful to you and is giving you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
So those who have heard you on other shows and see that you're Regina Concatelli.
That was Gina, now it's Regina.
Yeah, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And
big difference.
And I want to thank you. And how can people get in touch with you?
Thank you. I can be reached on the phone at 619-528-0892. My website is alignwithyourdesign.com, and I do offer monthly free calls on human design. I just had one last night. There'll be another one in April the 24th. So you want to stop by my website and check out that information. There's articles and recordings, and I'll be putting up the recording from last night's call. People are interested in learning more about human design and how they can utilize this transformational information in their life.
That's great. Regina, you know, it's always so much fun to talk with you and have your insights on human design. It's terrific. Thank you so much,
Peter. Thank you.
Sure. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. I can be reached at 212-222-7748 or Peter at HeartRiver, HEART River.org. Heart River is my website. We have a lot of classes coming up, all kinds of great events. So please tune in. And thank you for tuning into this show. I'm so glad you were listening. Thank you.